This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Why was a bucket of hot diarrhea randomly poured on a woman in Los Angeles?
That sucks so bad.
That's one of the worst things anyone can pour on me.
I can't imagine.
It's hot homeless diarrhea as well, a bucket of.
Yeah. Oh. Hot homeless diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
What worse? Saving it up for some time, huh?
I mean, blood's probably worse, right? If you're going to really get into it. Probably.
The worst thing would be bloody stool.
bloody diarrhea.
Bloody diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Make that horror movie.
Hot.
Hot bloody diarrhea.
From a homeless person.
That's all bad.
This used to happen to people a lot.
It did?
They'd have hot bloody diarrhea.
Way back in the day, used to happen a lot.
They would throw it out the window.
Yes, into the gutters, the sewer. That was their sewer system, yeah. So to speak, right?
And there's a saying, too, that a lady would have to stand on a certain side of a guy because the guy
would take the
light. He'd be like, "Ah, my lady, we're going for a walk this evening through town. I will be on the right side. As to take any diarrhea that should fall from a window."
Right, he'd be closer to the danger zone than the woman would.
It also makes me think that's how top hats were invented.
Oh, to collect it?
Never thought of that.
Protect your face.
Yeah,
wow.
Never thought of that.
I'm sure not, but it was just a fashion statement.
I didn't know there was a purpose.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Oh. Yeah. Could be.
Dual use.
Mm-hmm.
There is some kind of saying that we all say, too, that is about the poop
in the streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Street poops.
I can't remember what it is. Someone will just text it.
Streets.
In. Let's see if it comes up using. No. Snap crap. No, that's not it. A history of poop in the streets.
Yeah, there is something there. There's a lot of people used to just.
Do people throw it right in the Middle Ages really throw fecal matter out their windows? Let's see. Not exactly a fair representative image, but it happened.
Yeah. I think it happened in big cities more.
It was brutal. Everything was so gross. Yeah. Everybody was so gross.
Mm-hmm.
I think about history, and you see all these like movies, and everybody looks so clean and pretty. It's like, no. They were covered in sores and had syphilis.
Hmm.
They smelled like butts.
Yeah.
Probably had stains on their weird pants.
Mm, I'm sure they did.
Their tights were rife with diarrhea.
Okay, so in the story here, this is right near the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Of course.
Why wouldn't this woman's life changed forever.
Does that surprise you, Dave?
No, it does not. It's one of the dirtiest, most disgusting places I've ever been. I was so disappointed in Hollywood. So disappointed. Here's the story of what happened to this woman with the bucket of hot diarrhea from NBC Los Angeles. Take a listen.
Abuse.
It's so traumatic. Sorry.
Heidi Van Tassel.
Is that her? Lisa would be crying on the news too, don't you think? If they were able to speak to her.
They wouldn't even be able to show my face. I'd be
issued it.
I think you would be in
shoes.
Like a black veil.
Yeah.
Like a gothic kind of.
I would definitely be crying.
Yeah, she's the worst.
It's the worst. Oh my goodness. Here we go.
Substance abuse.
It's so traumatic. Sorry.
Heidi Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
A bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid. Hot liquid. I was soaked. And I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes into my eyes.
Paramedics rushed her to the hospital,
she now needs
to be tested for infectious diseases every 3 months.
That's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
For over a year, the I-Team has been reporting on crimes where the suspects are homeless, like this guy arrested for setting fire to chairs at a downtown steakhouse. And this homeless man pushing someone in front of a truck.
Oh my God.
6,000 of these reported crimes in L.A. in 2017. By the end of 2018, the number of crimes was up more than 50%. And now we've learned the numbers are on track to climb even higher this year. We found case after case where the suspects suffer from mental illness or methamphetamine abuse.
So there's a bigger story here, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Huge.
It's very sad.
That was crazy.
That's most of the homeless.
There's just nowhere to put someone.
someone who's mentally ill anymore.
No, that's the big, big picture problem in the country.
Yes. Yep.
But for this one particular woman, if you isolate her case, getting a bucket of hot diarrhea thrown on you.
I would be...
Lisa,
in
what would
streets,
you do? What would you do?
It would be the scream. You could hear my screams.
From
like
space.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah, from space.
It would be yep. so bad.
It was the scream heard from space.
Her scream would make those earthquake buildings go like this.
Everything's wobbly.
It is. Oh, man.
Her eyelashes.
It was
diarrhea.
Hot liquid.
Oh, my God.
Dripping off her eyelashes into her mouth.
God.
So now she's got to be tested.
Yeah, I want to hear more of what she
has this to say. Hollywood bus bench.
Right now, you're still suffering from mental health issues.
Yeah, sure.
It was awful. And it changed my life.
Yeah, Heidi Van Tassel says she's experiencing PTSD from that attack 7 months ago.
It's changed the way I feel walking on the street.
Court records show her attacker was charged with battery and taken to jail.
He doesn't need jail time. He needs mental health care. I have empathy for him because he needs help.
Heidi's attack.
She's looking at it the right
way.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I feel that's it.
He doesn't deserve to
she
be locked up.
She doesn't think just put them down?
No, she doesn't. Although there are people out there like that. You know, we're not going to beat around the bush on that.
I think they do that in Brazil.
I mean, I wouldn't have much empathy for somebody that covered me in hot diarrhea.
Yeah, but they're not of right
mind. There's a lot of vets.
I know.
So yeah. Let's keep that in mind.
I know.
You know, there's way more to the story, but.
Yeah.
But still, hot feces. Not something I'd ever want to encounter.
No, terrible. I'd be crying the rest of my days. The
rest of your life, you'd be crying.
I'd be like, why does Andy always have an umbrella?
Why is he always in a rain suit? He's always in a rain suit.
25 years ago, a homeless man.
Maybe that's how that's the origin story of quirky people. You know, like there's a dude at work who always wears galoshes or you know, a raincoat.
You shave.
Homeless diarrhea.
You shave all your hair off.
Right.
All your beard off.
You know?
Your eyebrows, your eyelashes.
No. Why'd you Pink Floyd yourself? Well, 25 years ago, I was covered in hot diarrhea.
Yep.
And it got in my hair and my beard, so now I'm smooth as...
Listen, whatever you do, don't bring up diarrhea in front of Andy.
What'd you say?
And, hey,
what are
bud,
you guys talking about?
Nothing. Nothing really. We were just talking about bathroom stuff.
Oh, you heard. You heard it.
Oh, is he crying? Oh, he's crying.
Yeah, 25
Andy,
years ago.
It's okay.
25
years ago,
I
was talking about diarrhea. You guys know that.
Oh, Andy, we're sorry, man. It just came up. Sorry. Don't open up those
Think
ones.
About how many times we talk about diarrhea on this show for one of us to have a traumatic
diarrhea
thing happen. Mm. And like we can't.
Can't never discuss
well,
it
yeah,
again.
Well, yeah, like this. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I know it's changed the show inevitably. But,
Yeah, the bathroom was covered in discarded
yeah,
stuff.
We won't be able to talk about it.
Sorry.
26
years ago.
Sorry.
Hey, guys, did you see in the hub? Somebody must have almost pooped their...
There's a streak of... Oh, man.
No.
Diarrhea.
25 years ago, 3 weeks in.
He knows.
Oh, did you guys see this funny commercial? Oh, it's hilarious. People are talking about
it. Even diarrhea. Hey, that's Pepto-Bismol.
Did you guys get that all-staff email that just came out?
About what?
Somebody must have had some bowel discomfort because there was a big blast of... Oh, no. All over the toilet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, different show.
Yeah,
would be a different show.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an upside.
Maybe one of us need to come up with that story.
Yeah. Lisa all of a sudden has a diarrhea version.
Lisa's like, yeah, you won't believe what happened to me. Got covered in diarrhea yesterday.
We can never talk about it again.
Mm-hmm. Also, balls. I just can never talk about balls.
Oh. I fell into a bucket of dicks. Can't talk about dicks anymore.
There would be so much content gone. I don't know what we would talk about.
That would be terrible to fall into a bucket of dicks.
Oh, my God.
Because you'd have them all... Quicksand! I'm sinking into them!
Seriously, it was traumatic. I don't ever want to talk about it.
I don't ever want to
talk about it or just
what an origin story.
Think about it.
Oh.
That just, remember, there was that body part place where they did have a bucket of penises. Like, yeah. Exists in the world.
That was sick.
I don't know. I blocked it out. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was some kind of medical place.
And they found that they people were donating bodies, they thought, for science.
Meantime, they were
just chopping up their body parts.
And they included
a bucket of penises.
Yep.
A whole bucket. You could have actually fallen into a bucket of dicks, what I'm saying. It's out there.
It is possible.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, in our next story, if this idiot had just been as open and honest in his relationship, things probably would be better for him. This guy's in Tampa, 52-year-old John Earl Pickard. He got pulled over Sunday night. He was driving 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone. And the cop said, "Hey, dude, why are you in such a hurry?" He said, "Oh, I got to get home. I was cheating on my wife. I got to get home. I got to get home."
Sung like a canary, huh?
Apparently, he thought the cop might give him a break for some reason, but instead, they ordered him out of the car. They searched him, and they found a small bag of crack in his shirt pocket.
Oh, boy.
He also freely admitted that he bought the crack for $50. So, on top of the speeding ticket, he's facing one count of felony drug possession and, I assume, an upcoming divorce now that this is in the news.
Yeah, it made the news. So.
It's all public record now, so his wife knows where he was and what he said. He's due in court next month. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check out what John Little Pickard
just looking
was.
At him,
yeah.
I'm guessing that it was just a cover story for the cops. That the wife knows that really what he was doing was going to buy drugs.
Yeah.
He wasn't really cheating on anybody.
Yeah.
If I was his lawyer, I would just say, "Listen, you're already in trouble for the drugs, so just say you were making a story up to go buy drugs."
Right.
I got you, bud.
I married a cheating crackhead.
Yeah. You should probably still divorce him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he seems like not the best
just because of the crack and stuff.
Crack's a big problem. It can cause hell on a relationship.
We have heard stories. We've heard stories through the years about restaurants saying they're not kid friendly, like encouraging people not to bring their kids there. And some crazy parents lose their minds over that. I don't. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
As a parent, I think there should be places where parents can go if they don't want kids around.
Yeah.
I think it's totally cool. But maybe not if you're a fast food place. Arby's in Minnesota.
No, I like this.
Is creating a stir. They posted a sign telling parents they'd be asked to leave if their little ones are horrible.
Yeah.
And of course, some of the Karens in the world went to the news about this and spoke to them about it. Here's what they have to say from KARE TV.
I was there at 7:10 on 11/6.
Wednesday dinner for Christine Hemsworth
with Conway and my daughter Olivia and my son Clyde
was at the Elk River Arby's. She says as they were about to walk in, she saw this sign.
Something along the lines of, "Well-behaved children, welcome. If children can't keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on the seat, you'll be asked to leave." They had it posted on that door as well.
Because she had her toddler with her, she says she hesitated.
I was like, "Oh gosh, I got a 2-year-old with me, and he doesn't always keep his fries on the tray or his bottom on the seat. He sometimes stands up, so..."
Keep him out of there.
So I was kind of thinking about it for a minute, and then we went up and ordered.
Dinner went as planned. No one approached her about her toddler. Hemsworth says she left without problems, other than feeling a bit uneasy.
Usually restaurants are eager to get families in to eat.
No.
And I wouldn't think they would discourage families from bringing their children in.
Shut up. Sell booze.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, there is an establishment that does just that. Sovereign Grounds owner Hakan Cesar says he started welcoming customers with kids to his coffee shop because that's where he raised his kids, too.
That way we prevent the daycare, too. And then everybody loved it. All the mom and stay-home dads came.
Pretty soon, Cesar says, they had enough donated toys to have a playroom set up. Other parents like Tim Kester frequent Sovereign Grounds. But Kester says kids at some point do need to learn to behave.
They need to be respectful of others. Arby's is the place. I mean, they're private business, so I think they should be able to do, you know, have the business that they want and cater to their customers and the way that they see fit.
Whoa. So where's Arby's in all of this? Well, Sharon reached out to them for their take. They emailed her a statement that said they recognized the language in that sign was insensitive.
Please.
It's a wild place.
It is.
Yeah. It's a wild place.
Yeah.
Minnesota?
Elk River, Minnesota.
Elk River.
Is that the, like, that's the Elk River news?
Appears to be.
That's Elk River news all the way.
Man, I'm...
Elk River.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, though, I mean, like, I get it. Like, especially, like, an Arby's maybe is excessive.
Those fast food places, they can't limit
the
kids.
This is the thing, like, what's crazy, it's a sign and nothing happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, why the chick was just like...
I was uncomfortable.
I went there. Yeah, I went there and, like, something, I guess, could have happened. Mm-hmm. It didn't, but something, maybe it could have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I would have been embarrassed.
But nothing happened.
Yeah.
That'd be my... But nothing happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true, that nothing happened?
Yeah. Okay, see you later.
Oh, my God. Maybe go raise your children.
My God, there he goes in the street again.
Oh, man, while you were talking to the news, he stole a car.
I think more people need to discipline their kids.
Mm.
Right? I think there's just too many people that don't. Yeah. I'm fine with a little, reminder now and again that kids need to act like human beings, not animals. And parents need to be more on top of that.
Yeah, they get a little crazy. But also, there's like certain, like a fancier restaurant.
Don't you feel like Arby's is a bit of an older...
Yeah, it was like...
It is a bit of an older fast food place.
My kids never asked to go to Arby's when they were younger. Mm. You know,
no. The only time I know my kids would maybe eat some Arby's fries.
Yeah.
But they would never want to go there.
Yeah, go sit in Arby's.
No.
Yeah.
That wasn't a place that they ever wanted to frequent. Wasn't on their list. But still, there's still a family restaurant. There's still a fast food joint. And they still can't eliminate children from their
establishment. The thing that makes me mad is I'll be like trying to drink at a bar and carry on and swear like I'm an old cowboy.
Yeah.
And people bringing, it's got hamburgers at the place. They bring their kids in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, and then they look at you because, I said something horrible.
Yeah. Like, no, like.
Well, I use the F word here in the bar. I'm an alcoholic.
Right. No, I just went to like a burger place that's a bar, and it was, a celebration for Stella's birthday. And so we're at a table, and it's like, it's families. They've got the birthday stuff they do. They got all that. But like people are getting drunk and swearing and dropping F-bombs and everything. Not that my kids haven't heard it all.
Right. I just always find it weird. I've seen some like dive bars that people bring kids into. I'm like, what are you doing?
That ring, that's not ring. I've got the other one. It records.
The doorbell?
Yeah, it's caught rolling a couple times.
Swearing?
Trying to get into the garage.
Yeah.
And like.
He's like, open up, bitch!
Oh, little does he know.
Little did he know.
Yeah.
The eye in the sky.
I caught my kid swearing on that. And our one in our garage, too. I've caught that before.
That's hilarious.
To his friends. I'm like, hey, what are you talking about out there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we know they do it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, then respectful and don't do it in front of, parents and stuff. Then what are you going to do? But I will say one more thing about the dining. Amber and I were big advocates of taking our kids with us. They had to become a part of our lives. We're not going to, we got to get home. They got to take a nap.
Yeah.
That wasn't how we raised our kids. But there were still places that were off limits until they reached a certain age. Like a really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I never would dream of taking my kids there because that's where people go to escape for the most part. But I've been at restaurants like that, really nice places, and kids are running around and climbing under the table. And
at least keep them contained.
Yeah.
Keep them in the booth or whatever. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Tie them down.
They can't run free.
And wipe their face off, Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan.
Wipe Jonathan's face off, for God's sakes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, so there are times when I try to stay positive. You know, about life and about the time we live in.
Sure.
And there are times when it just beats you down.
It's tough.
And you realize, wow, it's all bad.
It's sometimes you feel like it's all a mistake, don't you?
A high school baseball coach in New Jersey who told a kid to slide into base, well, he's now being sued because the kid shattered his ankle. Oh. So the parents are suing the coach because he's the one that told the kid to slide.
But sliding is the safest thing you can do.
I know, Chuck, but this is the world we live in now. So this, they say, what happened in this New Jersey courthouse threatens to change youth sports forever.
Well, they do change from time to time because non-athletic kids play sports.
Yeah.
They change all the time. Because Johnny is a superstar in mom's eyes.
A majority of these people volunteer their time, right, to coach our kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And very thankful for that.
Yeah.
These people don't have to do it. They're going above and beyond their normal salary, their normal time that they need to put in. But they like it. They enjoy it. And there's so much to be said for team sports. You know, I have two boys. They're both in team sports. And I'm grateful for what their teachers have done for them. But if I think that someone could sue me, my life could be destroyed because of
why do it?
A simple call I make.
Right.
Yeah. Why would I ever give my time to that?
You can't.
You know what, though? Like, what was this kid playing? Because I'd almost guarantee that the only time you get sued or anything like this ever happens is if you're playing the most low level of any sport that you can play. That in my experience, like if you're playing travel baseball and you've got and injuries happen and stuff happens, no one's going to sue a coach. No one's going to do anything like that because they get it. When you get sued is when you're playing that summer rec ball league that normally, like it's like a bunch of kids who like, you got three kids who played travel who are just trying to get a few extra swings in. And then you've got some kids in there who've never played baseball before and you've got their mom. And this just happened to me, so this is fresh. But, you know, you got a mom who's like, my kid is a first baseman. And I'm like, here's the thing. Your kid can't catch. Mm. And I have a shortstop right now that throws 65 miles an hour. And he's going to throw as hard as he can to the first baseman. And your little Johnny is going to die. Because if I put him there, he's going to get hurt. He's going to get very hurt. And I put him there for a half an inning, and he made four errors. He almost got killed three times.
Oh, no.
Right? And I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. Your little Johnny's not a first baseman. I know because he's a bigger kid, like you think that's the only place he can really play. But actually, if I put him at third, he does better. Yeah. If I put him in the outfield, yeah, maybe he can't catch a fly ball either.
Yeah.
But he's not getting killed.
Right.
And so I've got to do what I've got to do to try and keep your kid safe, too. But sliding is a part of baseball. You know,
this is a junior varsity baseball.
That's unbelievable.
Junior varsity.
That's unbelievable.
Junior varsity baseball game. John Suck sat with
his name's Suck?
S-U-K, yeah. He sat with his shoulders slouched and his head down at the defendant's table in the courtroom.
Johnny Suck. Oh, wait, hold on. Is the coach's name Johnny Suck?
The coach's name.
Oh, that's too bad.
John Suck.
John Suck.
He's a 31-year-old middle school teacher.
I would have thought the kid's name was Johnny Sucks.
He had to sit there as his reputation was shredded. The plaintiff's attorneys spent two full days portraying him as an inattentive, unqualified man. They argue he was a villain who destroyed the future of a teenager he was supposed to protect.
What?
Oh, my God.
The attorney said he must be held accountable for what he did.
Did he?
The attacks got harder when Suck took the witness stand to defend himself. On a split-second decision he made 7 years ago. This all happened 7 years ago. It's just working its way through the courtroom now. He's accused of taking a reckless course of action that showed a callous disregard for another person's safety.
Oh, my
God.
Sounds like an awful person on paper. Then you remember what he did up there. He instructed a player he was coaching during a junior varsity baseball game to slide. Not into an active volcano, not into a shark tank, into third base.
Mm. So he was like, down, down, which is what you say, the ball's coming. It's going to be a close play.
So they almost had to amputate his leg because of this?
Yeah, obviously the injury
was bad.
It was a fluke thing, right?
It's not the guy's fault. It
wasn't him. If he had been found liable for an injury that took place because of that slide.
Which foot, I wonder, was it?
They worry what would happen to high school sports. Luckily, he was found not guilty.
Oh, he had to be found.
But it was a 7-year battle this guy went through.
You imagine.
I'm sure he just destroyed his life.
Yeah, he had to pay so much money. That's so crazy that you got to pay all that money just to defend yourself against psychopaths.
He was held not liable for a former player's 2012 ankle injury during a game between two New Jersey schools.
That's a varsity high school game.
Yeah.
It's like, number one, when should you have learned to slide? I would say way before you're playing high school baseball.
Dude, oh my God, I learned how to slide. I was probably 8.
Right, seven
day one
eight.
Little League, man.
Right,
day one Little League.
Day one Little League.
You play catch and you slide.
The good news is the jury voted in his favor 7-1, and they have said that the school district has to pay his $75,000 legal bill. That's how much it cost him to fight this, and the school's responsible for it.
Well, what sucks about that too is, like, was it the school that was suing him, or was it the parents?
I think it was the parents, right?
So, like, why does the school have to pay his bills?
Yeah, the parents took him.
The parents who took him to court should have to pay his bills.
Yeah, that's
But shouldn't the school have had to cover if he was their employee? Wouldn't they? Maybe they sued the school board and he was listed. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's like a weird thing. It's almost like the school, like, caved and sued him, too.
That's wild. What's the kid's legs made out of styrofoam?
I'll tell you what, that kid who's sliding into that base right there is doing it very wrong, so don't ever do it that way.
What's he sliding like that for?
I don't know.
But they say, like, even though he won, it still will change the coaching profession. They're going to have insurance like doctors have for malpractice, and school districts are not going to want to take the risk of having sports if this is what happens.
Well, you know, it's crazy, but so I was playing in a game, and we had one of our big kids ran a catcher over. Which we've always, it's like, listen, it's not a part of baseball anymore. I'm like, you don't do it. When I was a catcher, I was kicked right in the face with steel spikes with no helmet on. It was part of the game. It used to be, like, celebrated. Kirk Gibson would round that third base and come in and just level someone like he was playing football, and everyone went nuts and they went crazy, and it was a great thing. You made them drop the ball. Great job, little Johnny. You did great. And now it's, little Johnny, it's the worst thing you could ever do, and don't do it. It's not a part of baseball anymore because Buster Posey got hurt. And it's just funny how stuff changes. Like, I took the kid aside because he was heartbroken. You know, he's like kicked out of the game, was forced to miss two other games. And I was like, here's the thing, kid. I know it was like a last second spur of the moment thing, and you were just like, I'm doing this. I said, obviously it's wrong. I said, but at the same time, you're doing something that if I would have done when I played, I would have been praised. And because the catcher dropped the ball, I would have been praised and told how great I was and what a warrior I am and, you know, how tough I am. And I said, it's different. Baseball changes all the time. Sports change all the time for kids. And I'm not saying it's not right. I'm just saying things change. And when you start to get sued because you tell a kid to slide, that'll be the end.
Kevin's in Tampa. What's your comment, Kevin?
Hey, I'm a coach for youth soccer, and my son has played youth soccer since he's 4 years old. And he's a goalkeeper. He's in a position where he gets hit by the ball. He's had concussions. I couldn't imagine taking a player, putting him in keeper position, and then getting sued because he got a concussion or he got cleated or he got injured. I mean, think about the actual contact sports and not just baseball, where this type of thing happens. I mean, is there a risk that coaches are now going to get sued in all contact sports because their kid, somebody's kid gets injured?
Well, anything. A gymnastics coach that tells someone to take a tumble.
Yeah,
a swim coach that tells someone to dive into a pool and they hit their head. Like, any situation like this, they could be held liable. It would change any sport.
Nobody would want to do it. Why do
it? No.
Unless they were guaranteed that they personally couldn't be sued and it would fall to the school board, but the school boards would never take on that risk.
Well, right. I'll tell you what would stop. It would stop the teachers that do it like they're not getting paid for it. It's just something they do on the side. They're trying to, you know, like...
Which is my kids' teachers. That's what they do.
Most of the schools, I think, are like that. Some of them pay their football coaches and stuff like that.
That school district had to pay, because I think they took him off. He couldn't coach, you know, couldn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
It ruined his reputation and everything. So the kids sued. The kids' parents sued.
Yeah, it's just weird.
They should have to chip in for that, those people that took him to court.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. It sucks. Your kid had a horrible thing happen. You know.
That's a risk you take.
It is.
It's when a risk you take.
When you as a parent are responsible. If I know putting my kid into sports, stuff can happen. Yeah. If you let your kid play high school football, well, he could get a concussion. Yeah. All sorts of different things can happen.
He can die out there, guys.
But you've made the call to approve it. You've signed off that kid can be on that team. So it falls to you. If the coach is negligent, there's a different situation here. If the coach said, listen, you have to run up and down those sets of stairs in 105 degree weather until you pass out. Okay. So then we're talking a different thing. But regular calls, regular things that coaches say, it's on the parent.
Right.
It shouldn't be on the coach. Cody's in Naples. Hey, Cody, what do you think, man?
Hey, it's Cody from Naples. Balls. I was just, you know, I'm a younger person, but I think that today's youth is absolutely ridiculous. When I was 10, 11 years old, I was in a youth baseball league, and, you know, they'll have the kids line up, and they warm up by just throwing baseball between each other, warming up with the glove and everything.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why, but the kid that I was warming up with threw an absolute heater straight up my face that I was not ready for.
Yeah.
Hit me right square in the nose, fractured it. I'm crying, I'm bleeding, and all they did was sat me down, put some ice on it, and 2 days later, I was back playing again. You know? So I don't know where parents and kids come from nowadays, where if something happens where they know they could be potentially injured, they everyone just is so freaking so happy.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Most of us can't wrap our heads around it.
And I'll say this, the only thing that I might feel bad for is this family where this kid was playing baseball and his leg almost snapped right off and they almost had to amputate it. If they had $75,000 worth of medical bills that they can't afford to pay,
that
sucks.
But
it's not on the coach.
And it's not on the school.
It's an accident. If they were desperate to try and somehow get the money for this and that is why they sued, part of me is like, well, I see why you tried. At least you're not gonna win, but you know,
lawsuit shouldn't be treated as insurance.
No, but so many times it is. There'll be friends where it's like, I'm at my friend's house, I slip on his stairs and break my leg, and I have to go, and I'm like, hey, I still love you and you're still my best buddy, but you know, I gotta sue you so I can pay for those medical bills. And a lot of times people are like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know you do.
I was at a high school football game where a kid did the play and broke his knee. Paramedics took him in an ambulance. The parents tried to sue the coach and paramedics, saying the coach called the play and the paramedics didn't act urgently enough on the scene. So those are the people that is causing the problem. Those are the people that's going to change things forever if it keeps going.
Well, it needs to be like, there needs to be some kind of like, it's so weird with like the justice system, because it's like some lawyers need to like be reasonable and be like, okay, because they're getting paid no matter what.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Some of that needs to be ethically overseen. Like they need to be like, dude, you can't sue for that.
No,
now,
like, that's
right.
Stupid.
I know with school sports, I have to sign a waiver. Do the kids that go on your baseball team have to sign? The parents have to sign waivers.
That should, you know, that you shouldn't be able to sue because of that waiver. There shouldn't have been a lawsuit,
right?
You know, with this high school team, unless they didn't sign something.
Yeah, it's
someone
weird.
Said sports parents suck so bad now. Yeah, the woman squeezing the air horn into my ear at a high school volleyball game the other day. Yeah, sports parents can suck bad. Not everyone, but there's some out there that give everyone a bad name.
My dad just never interacted with any of them because he hates people so much. I just remember I have all these memories of playing baseball as a kid, and he would just stand in the outfield fence
just like watch, not talk to anybody, just like support me or whatever.
Yeah. That's the best parent you could ever have on your team, is a guy who stands out in the outfield.
Yeah, he was cool.
The single best parent you could ever have.
Someone said, I work for an insurance company. Good luck buying that insurance. Sandusky ruined that. It's going to be impossible to get coaches if this becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Coaches insurance.
Well. That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
It's a whole different thing. But they do, like a lawyer doesn't need to fire up a couple thinking they're going to get $75,000 if they weave this crazy tale of a maniac coach.
Exactly.
It's weird. We have, like, the most complex, sophisticated justice system, but at the same time, there's so many failures in it.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, you're so right. They have to crack down on what they let go through.
Yeah.
But no one will, because everyone's making money from it.
Everybody makes money.
So no one's going to crack down on it. Because that's really the problem. A lawyer should say, oh, we can't take this case. You can't, you know, he wasn't responsible. But they're not going to, because if they win, they get money.
Right. And if they lose, they get money.
And if they lose, you're so right. Yeah, it's just a job for them, whether they agree with it or not.
And I'm going to be honest, half the waivers you sign in life, if you get the right lawyer, they can just say that waiver was useless anyway, and that there was like a certain amount of not being injured that this covers, but not what happened to you. You almost lost your foot, and you know what I mean? Like there's so many ways around anything that you would sign.
This person said, I was a wrestler, got my ankle shattered during a match. I got back up, finished the match. The one and only reaction I got from my mother when she saw me limping was, hey, stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's...
Kids these days are soft.
That's the other side of it.
That's how my dad would have been.
Uh-huh.
He'd have been like, Jesus, boy. Just stop crying. So what, your eyeball's out?
Yeah. Did you hurt your vagina?
Put it back in and ice down your vagina and get back up there.
We need a little bit more of that. Maybe not as hard.
Right.
But a little bit more
I mean,
that.
There's problems the way he parented.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle.
And some issues.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle.
Another day, another problem at Popeyes. Mm. This one in Los Angeles, an employee there pissed off her coworkers. They found out she was selling the prized chicken sandwiches out the back door with a little side business.
Oh my God! What are these things made? They're like gold.
Ridiculous.
I'll be honest though, if I don't have to wait,
the workers there began fighting after one group found out the woman was making bonus cash by running her own sandwich shop out the back door without telling her bosses. One employee swung a frying pan at her.
Oh, well, my God. These are the most violent sandwiches there's ever been.
But you know what's crazy? A lot of times it's the employees are losing it.
Mm-hmm.
The employees they are
snap.
Losing it.
Yeah, because they can't handle it.
Yep.
Cops did calm the situation. They say without any arrests, luckily, despite now multiple incidents of sandwich-related violence and at least one death, Popeye says their chicken sandwich isn't going anywhere.
I mean, I know it's sort of bad press, but really it's not. Like, it still just speaks to how many people want this damn sandwich.
That you can set up an illegal secondary market.
Right. They're going to have, like, almost like a new... law enforcement sect that's like
chicken sandwich
Popeyes?
Division.
Right. Chicken sandwich Popeyes division. Tactical Division.
PSI. Popeyes Special Investigations.
That's the police force I joined.
PTD. We handle all the Popeyes issues.
Put down the chicken.
You're like, hup, 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 yeah. Hup,
drop the chicken if you want to live.
Oh, we got you smuggling them out of there and selling them, huh?
A bunch of drumsticks hanging out of my shirt.
I got a lead on some black market chicken sandwiches, boys. I got to investigate.
Years.
The back door, you knock seven times, you'll get one.
Yeah.
So do you think she was selling them, like, marked up?
She
didn't have to wait in line.
Yeah, she was, like, buying the sandwich inside.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
then,
at the employee discounted rate.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then running outside and taking double for the sandwich and then giving it to them. They didn't have to wait.
It's brilliant.
Man, I'd probably, if I wanted to try something bad, I'd pay double to get it without waiting in line.
If you had someone on the inside?
Someone on the inside?
Yeah.
I'd pay double to try one of the sandwiches now, just so I know what all the hype's
right.
about.
Exactly.
Email us. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yeah, we need someone on the inside.
We'll knock on the back door.
Somebody on the inside.
Some of those black market chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
I really want to try one.
Me too.
I just don't get it. I know
I just
want to
try it.
I'll try it and I'll be like, that's a chicken sandwich.
Right. I know. Me too. Me too. I know I'm going to be like, it's okay. It's not worth
dying. And I'm going to tell him to hold that weird mayo.
Oh, I don't want any of the mayo. I don't want a pickle on it. I just want the normal. I just want it.
You just want chicken on a bun.
Chicken on a bun.
But at the end of the day, that's just a chicken finger.
Big chicken finger on a piece
of
bread.
I love chicken finger.
I do too, but just get the chicken fingers and don't kill anybody or slam them. Or
are there buns special?
I don't know.
But I think they're hot buttered buns.
Good.
Are they hot buttered buns?
I don't know.
Let's look up Popeye's
buns. You got me. Ever since I make eye contact with that guy pulling out of the parking lot, I'm like, I gotta know how that chicken sandwich tastes like.
But does it taste so good just because of the fight?
I don't know. Maybe you savor the flavor a little more because you'd survive.
Make no mistake.
This is the secret to why Popeye's chicken is so delicious. Well, I'll be honest, that looks real crispy.
Looks very crispy.
They're much larger than what I thought they would be, too.
Looks super crispy.
The bun cradles a lovely chunk of bird.
Oh, God.
It uses a buttery brioche bun for its sandwich.
I like a brioche.
Gives the bread a slightly sweeter flavor.
So sweet.
Keep talking. So the piece of chicken is larger than most other chicken sandwiches.
Look at the size of it. It is a big hunk of chicken.
I just hope it's not soggy. I don't want it soggy.
They say it's juicy.
Juicy's fine, but if the outer shell...
You got to go to the right Popeyes. It's like they're on the up and up, running it right without the garbage buns.
I drive past that one every day, and I forget to look. This leaves my mind as soon as I leave here.
It just goes...
I never remember to look over there and see if there's a line.
Left my mind again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just start sending you a bunch of random texts. You're driving home.
Funny, whenever places introduce something new, they generally say, hey, would you guys like us to drop some off? Popeyes hasn't.
They need every hand on deck.
Dude, you're going to rent them a SWAT van to bring it here?
Exactly.
You need a Brinks truck. You need a Brinks truck to deliver it. A team of trained, battle-hardened, 25 years of military service.
Yep.
Get it here.
Blackwater.
Yeah, it looks great, but again, how amazing can it be? It's not worth any of the stuff that's going on.
No, half of the stuff going on that sandwich to me just is disgusting.
Yeah,
so
pickles are mayonnaise.
Different. Yeah, so I'm different. But.
There's some thick-looking pickles, too.
I don't like that.
You like pickles?
I
do.
Okay.
I like a pickle thicker sometimes.
Okay.
The thicker, the better. Coming up, it's Florida's effed up. What made a Florida woman set her boyfriend's home on fire? Let's figure it out.
Man, Florida's effed up.
A Pensacola, Florida woman started a fire in her boyfriend's house after catching him cheating with another woman. Taitha Moore, 47-year-old, was arrested, charged with first-degree arson. She was booked into the county jail with a $25,000 bond. According to an arrest report, a fire was reported in the residence about 9 a.m. the other day. Moore, who was still standing in the driveway when the firefighters showed up, told the fire team that she used to live there, but she had just moved out when she caught her boyfriend cheating with another woman. Firefighters spoke with four neighbors who all said earlier that day she borrowed gasoline from all of them.
Hi there, you got any gasoline?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go.
Sorry, all I have is this cup of sugar.
She borrowed gas from all of them. They provided her a water bottle containing some gas. All four neighbors.
There you go.
The neighbors watched as she climbed over a fence into her boyfriend's backyard and tried to remove a window screen. They also said they saw her leave the backyard, throw one of the bottles into a trash can, and walk away. The house fire was discovered a short time later. They determined the fire had started on a sofa near the home's rear window. She remains in custody as of this morning. Her mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yeah.
Get caught.
I like
cheating.
The neighbors that are like, we'll totally give you gasoline, yeah.
I watch what she's doing with it. Yeah. Oh, my God. She's going to burn something. She's going to burn that whole place. Watch her do it.
They must not like the guy. They must not like him very much.
Obviously.
They were on her side, I think.
Oh, you need gas? Sure, I'll give you a bottle of gas.
No problem at all.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.